神的应许不能废去。
His words indelible.
句句都是坚定。
His words are firmly fixed.
信心从来不用凭据。
Faith has no need of witnesses.
因为神必言出必行。
Because from words to deeds is fixed.
希伯来书十一章第一节告诉我们。
Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1 tells us.
信是所望之事的实底。
That the faith is the substance of things hoped for.
是未见之事的确据。
The evidence of things not seen.
那这个信心它能够增长的。
And this faith also can grow.
在于我们里面和神的关系
depend upon our relationship with God
对神的认识
our knowledge toward God
我们的顺服
and the level of obedience to God
让神的旨意能够成就在我们身上
and how much His will can be carried out in our life
早间和弟兄姐妹一起分享信心增长
and this morning we'd like to share with you the growth of faith
请我们一起来读帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第三节
and let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3
弟兄们我们该为你们常常感谢神这本是合宜的因你们的信心格外增长并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足
We ought always to thank God for you brothers and rightly so because your faith is growing more and more and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing
保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会他那里感谢神
And Paul is giving thanks for the church of Thessalonians
因为他们的信心格外增长
Because their faith was growing
因为他们彼此相爱的心也都充足
And so was their love for one another
信心要增长的
Faith needs to grow
在刚刚我们讲到希伯来书十一章告诉我们对于信心的一个定义
And Hebrew 11 already defined the word faith for us.
信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
是未见之事的确据。
The evidence of things not seen.
所以这个信呢，跟我们的看见非常有关系。
Therefore, seeing is very important to the faith.
它把一个事实能够实现实化出来。
This insight can help us to actualize what we believe in.
好像我们的鼻子能够把味道好像实际画出来
Just like our nose is able to actualize smells
眼睛能够把颜色实际
Eyes can actualize colors
耳朵能够把声音我们能够听见
Our ears can actualize sounds
今天属灵的事情肉眼看不见
Even though spiritual things are not able to be seen with naked eyes
但是我们里面的眼睛能够看见
But there are eyes inside that can see
当我们看见了以后
Once we're seeing from inside
我们需要用到信心
And we can have faith
把它实化出来
Through faith we can actualize what we saw inside
所以信是所望之事的实底
Therefore it's defined faith as the substance of things hoped for
是未见之事的确据
The evidence of things not seen
那一个事实本来就已经存在的
The reality exists regardless
在永远到永远这位神他有永远的计划
And in God there is this eternal plan from everlasting to everlasting
所以很多属灵的事我们需要属灵的眼睛被打开
therefore our spiritual vision needs to be enlightened to see spiritual reality
圣灵在我们里面来启示神他自己的宝贵
the Holy Spirit will enlighten in us to reveal to us what's God's purpose
那所望之事的实底
therefore it is the substance of things hoped for
像亚伯拉罕看见了那座有根基的城
just like Abraham he was able to see the city with foundation
那这一个对他来讲是那么的具体的
and that vision was very concrete to him
但是我们用信心来接受
and we need to receive this through faith
然后信心要在我们一生的里面把所看见的让它能够实现在我们的身上
and the faith will gradually actualize the vision we have inside
我们有眼睛
we have eyes
我们眼睛能够看
which can see
但是如果 一直把眼睛闭着
，If we choose to close our eyes，
我们就没有办法看见
，Then we cannot see things。
我们今天说神他有一个旨意
，Therefore we say God has a purpose。
今天我们看见了
，And we understand it。
那神在我们的身上，他就要开始做一个非常奇妙的工作
，And that understanding enable God to work something wonderful in our lives。
当我们讲到信心
，So when we talk about faith，
开始是我们的相信。
It starts from believing him.
所以一个呢讲到得救的信心
Therefore, there are different kinds of faith. One faith is the faith through which we're saved.
在约翰福音第一章第十二节
And in John chapter 1, verse 12,
讲到说凡接待他的
It says, all who received him,
就是信他名的人
those who believed in his name,
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
He gave them right to become children of God.
这是一个得救的信心
And that is the faith causes to be saved.
不是我们做了什么
And there's nothing we could have done.
他说接待他的
All we could do is to receive.
今天我们就是把心打开
All we can do is just open our hearts.
我们接受主耶稣基督他成为我们的救主
To receive or accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们相信就是接受他为我们所做成一切的工作
We believe, which is to accept everything that Jesus has done for us.
每一个神的儿女都有在那一个时刻
And every child of God has this moment.
我们打开了心
That we open our heart.
圣灵在我们里面我们不知道是如何的来工作的
And the Holy Spirit for some reason somehow worked within us.
我们也没有办法明白说我到那天怎么相信的
And when you look back, you don't even you can really tell how I believe in the Lord.
但是一旦我们信了主
But once we believe in him,
我们里面知道
We know from within
我们生命有何等奇妙的大改变
that our life has experienced a great change
从那一时刻开始
it all started from that moment
我们得救了
we were saved
我们到一生的之久我们都见证我是一个基督徒
and then for the rest of our lives after that we can testify that I am a Christian
我是神的儿女
I am a child of God
这一个得救是那一个开始我们一霎时在那一刻相信了我们就得着了
This saving grace starts from the moment we open our heart and believe him
所以信耶稣得永生
Therefore those who believe in will have eternal life
这个信是就在那一个时刻
And that faith occurred at that moment
但是我们不能以那一个得救为我们的满足
But we should never just stop at that point We should not be satisfied
神常常在那里要让我们看见
And many times God wants us to understand.
不但进了这个门，你还要走一条路。
We do not only enter through the narrow gate, but we need to walk on the path.
我们也常常说，救赎是一个手续。
Oftentimes we say redemption is just a procedure.
它是一个必要的手续。
It's a necessary procedure.
但是不是最终的目的。
But it's not the ultimate purpose.
所以我们讲到信心。
So when we talk about faith.
从开始，是的，我们相信，我们接受。
Yes, it all started from believing the Lord, accepting Him.
信耶稣，我们有永生。
Once we believe in the Lord, we have eternal life.
我们的罪得着赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们恢复与神那个和好的关系。
We are reconciled with God.
是的，我们得着了永远的生命。
And we receive this everlasting life.
它是下面呢，主要带我们走一条信心的道路。
And after that, the Lord wants to lead onto this path of faith.
我们一起来读一下《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章第十三节。
Let's read on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we are always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord.Because from the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth.
这边讲到我们因着信真道。
And here it says, through belief in the truth.
那我们这个相信。
And this belief,
一面我们知道我们被神称为义。
We know we have been justified by God.
另外一面我们要知道说得着了一个成圣的地位。
And also we receive the sanctified position.
人非圣洁不能来见神。
And without holiness, we cannot see God.
虽然得救了以后，我们还有许多的，你说是犯罪也好，很多的污秽也好。
Yes, we still make mistakes and commit sins after we're saved.
我们没有一个人是完全的。
No one is perfect.
但是今天我们都说神的儿女，主为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
But we children of God know clearly that the Lord has opened a new and living way for us.
我们能够来到神的面前。
Therefore, through this, we can come to God.
但是人非圣洁，你不能来到神的面前。
Yet, without being holy, we cannot approach God.
所以我们知道从得救开始。
So we know from the point of being saved.
他一面讲到说，我们因信真道被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
And here it says, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through the believing the truth, we are saved.
从得救开始，我们得着一个成圣的地位。
Starting the point of believing the Lord, we have received the sanctification position.
从世界中，他将我们分别出来。
And God has set us apart from the world.
叫我们能够归给神。
So that we can be offered to Him.
他称我们为义。
And He called us justified.
知道我们的罪，所有的代价，所有的审判和刑罚，主耶稣已经为我们付清了。
Because Jesus has paid the ransom in full for all our sins.
但是神在我们身上的心意，这是一个开始。
But this is just the beginning of God's heart for us.
我们可以来到神的面前。
Yes, we can now come to God.
而今天神在我们身上要改变我们。
And God wants to work on us and change us.
要我们成为圣洁。
So that we can become holy.
让他的教会是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
So that His church is holy without blemish.
所以神在我们一生的年日，他不断地制作我们，改变我们。
Therefore,God has to work on us through the days of our lives.
叫我们成圣，叫我们成义。
So that we can be sanctified, so that we can become truly righteous.
叫他的生命，他的性情能够彰显在我们的身上。
So that His life, His nature can be seen through us.
哥罗西书二章第六节说，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
And Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 says, So then,Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him.
所以一面接受了主基督耶稣。
So you see, on one hand, we receive Christ Jesus as Lord.
怎么接受的呢？
How do we receive Him as our Lord?
我们是用信心来接受。
We accept through faith.
我们相信，凭信来接受的。
We believe Him, and through faith, we accept Jesus.
那下面就当遵他而行。
In the same way, we should continue to live in Him.
所以我们同样的要凭信而行。
So we should walk in faith continuously.
这就让我们知道这是我们一生的信心。
And that is the faith we exercise through the days of our lives.
所以我们看见帖撒罗尼迦教会，他们遇到了许许多多的患难。
Therefore, we see the church of Thessalonica. They have experienced great suffering and trials.
他们面对很大的征战。
And they had dealt with great battles.
在一章第四节后，帖后一章四节讲到说，甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受一切逼迫患难中仍旧存忍耐和信心。
That's why in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4 says, Therefore, among God's churches,We boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring.
是的，他们遇到的环境是不容易的。
Yes, they had a very difficult time.
但是保罗称赞他们。
But Paul was praising him.
他们仍然有信心。
For they kept their faith.
然后呢，他们的信心还能够增长。
Not only they kept their faith,Their faith actually grew.
所以我们就知道说，这里所讲的信心。
Therefore, we know the faith stated here.
不是当初他们相信接受的那个信心。
It's not the initial faith when they first believed.
今天我们得着耶稣基督，他是我们的生命。
Today we have Jesus Christ as our life.
他叫我们在一生的路程上面。
And He wants us to experience Him all the days of our life.
这是信心的道路。
And that is the journey of faith.
他叫我们在这条路上，我们来与主一同经过。
He wants to walk with us in faith.
所以在帖前第三章第十节讲到说， 我们昼夜切切地祈求要见你的面，你们的面补满你们信心的不足。
That's why chapter 3 verse 10 in 1 Thessalonians says, Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith.
这样的信心，你说它有大有小。
Faith has different size.
有的人信心非常的大。
And some has great capacity in their faith.
有的人信心的度量是比较小的。
Some has smaller.
那有一些时候呢，我们说这样的信心，我觉得我信的是不足的。
And sometimes we feel that we're lack of faith.
但是这一个信心是能够增长的。
But know that faith can grow.
虽然我们说外面环境有许多的不容易。
Yes, our environment may be very difficult.
但是主要我们走一条路叫做信心的道路。
But the Lord has called us to walk on the journey of faith.
那这条路是最精彩的一条路。
And this is most exciting, the most awesome journey.
在人生的当中，你走在信心的路上。
And when we walk on the way of faith in our lives,
你才能真的经历到我们与主同行。
Then you truly experience what it means by walking with the Lord.
所以早间盼望我们一同在主面前，我们来认识这信心的增长。
And so this morning we want to learn together how to grow our faith.
刚刚我们讲到信心跟我们的看见是非常有关系的。
We just talk about the vision, the insightfulness of what we have has a lot to do with our faith.
信心跟我们对主的认识是非常有关系的。
Faith has a lot to do our knowledge of God.
信心跟我们认识神的旨意很有关系。
And faith has a lot to do with our understanding of God's purpose.
信心和我们愿意顺服很有关系。
And also has a lot to do with how much we want to obey.
信心跟我们的经历很有关系。
And has a lot to do with our spiritual experience.
这些都让我们知道说我们的信心是可以增长的。
And all these things let us understand that our faith can actually grow.
我们的信心也是需要增长。
And our faith needs to grow.
这是我们一生的路程。
And this is our life journey.
弟兄姐妹，不单我们个人走在这条路上。
Dear brothers and sisters, not only we walk on the path of faith.
今天我们和我们的同伴，我们需要一同走在这条路上。
We need to travel on this journey with our brothers and sisters.
那我们一同在信心里面能够增长。
So together we can grow in faith.
每一个个人的信心需要增长。
Individual faith needs to grow.
我们都有面对不同的环境。
Because we have our individual circumstances to deal with.
我们面对不同的难处。
We have different difficulties and challenges.
我们祷告主叫我们的信心能够让我们跨越这一些。
So we always pray to the Lord that He help us to surpass this environment.
那在整个教会来讲。
But for the corporate body, the church,
我们信心的度量也需要增长。
We also need to grow in this corporate faith.
这叫神他永远的心意能够成就在我们的中间。
So God's eternal purpose can be fulfilled among us.
那这是一个让神旨意完成的一个何等宝贵精彩的旅程。
And what an exciting and wonderful journey it is.
那我们就一起下面来看信心的增长。
So we want to learn how to grow our faith.
怎么样让我们的信心能够增长？
How can we grow our faith?
在路加二章五十二节讲到耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And in Luke chapter 2 verse 52 says, The wisdom and measure of Jesus Christ grow together with the love from God and man toward him.
那我们认识到说连主耶稣你看他道成肉身他智慧和身量都是在那里一直增长的。
Even Jesus, the Word became flesh, his wisdom measure grew.
从我们得救开始。
From the moment we are saved.
是的我们得着了永远的生命。
We receive this everlasting life.
耶稣基督那完美超凡的生命。
The perfect and supreme life of Lord Jesus.
但是今天主要我们要长大。
And Jesus wants to grow in that life.
他要制作我们，改变我们。
He was constantly changing us and working on us.
这边讲到我们的信心要增加。
Therefore, our faith needs to grow.
那首先，我们需要认识我们所信的这位神。
So first of all, we need to come to know better the God whom we believe.
我们不只是说他是全能的，他是全知的神。
Not only that He is almighty and all-knowing.
而我们要认识他的生命，他的性情到底是怎么样。
But we also need to know what kind of character and what kind of nature he bears.
他是公义的，他是圣洁的，他是慈爱的。
He is righteous, he is holy, he is loving and kind.
他到底是怎么样的一位神。
We need to know what kind of God he is.
我们需要认识他。
We need to come to know him better.
我们的信心才能够增加。
So that our faith can increase.
我们需要认识他的旨意是什么。
Also, we need to understand better what his purpose is.
我们需要认识他做事的法则是什么。
Also, we need to know or understand the principle of his work.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么认识呢？
And dear brothers and sisters, how can we know him better in these areas?
感谢主神把他的话赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for he has given us his words.
在他的话语当中，
In his own words,
让我们能够来认识他。
We get to know him.
让我们能够来遇见他。
We get to meet with him.
所以我们知道我们所信的是谁。
So that we will know in whom we believe.
从他所有一切所有的作为里面，
Through all his deeds,
他大能的作为，
His mighty deeds,
我们来认识他。
We can know him.
我们在他奇妙的话语中，我们来遇见这位说话的神。
And in his wonderful words, we can meet with him, this wonderful God.
神的话何等的宝贵。
How precious his words are.
弟兄姐妹，这些日子有好多弟兄姐妹们，他们开始真的是很认真的来读圣经。
And these days, we know quite a few brothers and sisters study the word very diligently.
从话语神的话中得着生命。
And to receive life in his words.
从神的话中得着力。
To receive strength and food through his words.
那圣灵会将神的话启示在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit enlightens us and reveals in us his own words.
圣经我们一遍一遍的读。
And we read Bibles time after time.
你说这一次读完了，下次又读同样的。
And we finish reading once and we come back again.
但是弟兄姐妹都分享他所得着的是不一样的。
Many times we heard brothers and sisters sharing that even though it's repeatedly reading, we learn and gain different things each time.
我们读其他的书，你可能读完一遍你就觉得这本书我读过了。
It's so different from other books in this world. If you finish reading once, pretty much that's it.
但是圣经有很多年长的弟兄姐妹读了几十年了，越读越甘甜，越读越宝贵。
Yeah, many elderly brothers and sisters have testified that the more I read the Bible, the sweeter and the more precious it is.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because Bible is the word of God.
很多时候当我们在分享神的话语，
And a lot of times we share about the word.
这些日子常常信息后，弟兄姐妹有一段的时间，大家在线上各个小组，我们在那里有交通。
And these days, the meeting after the Sunday message is the sharing time.
啊，我就发现说大家的交通都非常的丰富。
I really see how wonderful these sharings have become.
有许多弟兄姐妹，他们的领受，他们得着的那个亮光。
A lot of brothers and sisters receive even more revelation.
有一些是我觉得是我没有这样讲过这件事啊。
And some of them I didn't even mention in my sermon.
也许只是读了这段圣经啊。
And all we did was just read through certain passages.
但是圣灵在每一个人的里面来开启。
Yet the Holy Spirit enlightens and reveals in each heart.
这是神的话。
And because this is the word of God.
所以我们不只是读。
So we don't just read it.
我们把他的话藏在心里。
We should treasure his words in our hearts.
我们默想神的话。
And we meditate upon them.
我们才能够真正的认识我们的神。
Then we can come to know him better and truly.
认识他的生命性情。
We can come to know his life, his nature.
认识他做事的法则。
Come to know the work of his principle of his work.
认识他永远的目的。
Come to know his everlasting purpose on us.
那第二个呢，讲到要有一个亲近神的生活。
And then secondly, we need to have a life that draw ourselves close to God.
你想要认识一个人。
For example, if you want to know someone.
你总是要跟他越靠近，你越容易认识他。
You have to be closer to that person to know him.
如果我们每一天生活好像跟神没有什么关系的。
If we live our days it has nothing to do with God.
我们很难去认识神。
How can we know him?
所以神叫我们 能够来到他的面前。
Therefore God has caused us to be able to come to him.
在我们每一天的生活中，
So that in our daily living,
我们与主同行，
We can walk with him.
我们知道主从来不离开我们。
We know the Lord never departs from us.
他那样的渴望我们来到他的面前。
He desires, he longs for us to be close to him.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And for that purpose, he opened a new and living way.
叫我们能来到他施恩座前。
So that we can come to his mercy seat.
弟兄姐妹，很多的时候是我们忙着世界上其他的事情。
Yeah, the problem is many times we're so busy with everything else.
我们的心思被主以外多少事情所霸占了。
Our minds are often occupied by things aside from the Lord.
愿圣灵在我们里面再来唤醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit wake up again.
让我们能够真知道主在那里一直的等候。
So that we can truly see that our Lord has been waiting for us.
他渴望我们来到他的面前。
And he has longed for us to draw close to him.
弟兄姐妹，就在我们的生活中。
Oh dear brother and sister, this should happen in our daily life.
不在于说你忙碌或者不忙碌。
It doesn't matter how busy we may be.
其实很多弟兄姐妹他们都有这样的经历。
Actually, many people have experienced that.
在你最忙碌的时候，
In our busiest time,
在你压力最大的时候，
And in a time when we carry the greatest pressure,
也许你真的经历到主那么甘甜的同在。
That also is the time we sense his sweet presence the most.
好多学生他们说什么时候读的圣经读的最多啊？
Students, when do they study Bible the most?
在大考之前。
Actually, right before the big test.
啊，也许那个压力是最大的时候。
The pressure was the greatest.
但他们最需要主。
But that also is the time they need God the most.
但是不是在于我们的忙碌。
So it doesn't matter how busy or not we are.
不是在他们放假了，他们就放松了。
And we don't get loosened because we don't have any burden.
神是要叫做我们每一个时刻，我们都能够与他同行。
Because God's desire is to have us walk with him every moment.
靠近主。
To draw ourselves close to him.
我们能够这样的跟他一起经过每一件事情。
So that we can walk through everything in life with God.
这我们才能够真的认识主。
That's how we can know him better.
真的认识主，我们的信心很自然的，它会增长的。
Once we know him more, our faith will naturally grow.
那第三个，我们有好多的经历。
Thirdly, many experiences we have.
那这一个经历呢，是在我们一生路上，这一次那一次，我们经历到他是活神。
I'm talking about the experiences that we realize that God is the living God on small and big things in our lives.
他是奇妙。
He is wonderful.
他是怎么样来带领我们。
How he leads us.
在我们诗歌第450首以利沙代。
In our hymn book 450, El Shaddai.
以利沙代，这是何寿仁教士所写的。
And it's written by Sister Margaret Barber.
他讲到说，我的神啊，你在已过路上曾用爱的神迹多方眷顾。
Says, for me, thy trusting one, my God, I dare once more to fly myself upon thy breast.
他说，故我敢再投入你的胸膛，因信心安，赞美你的道路。
And there adore thy ways in faith deep rest, and there adore thy ways in faith quiet rest.
这实在是一位认识神的人所写的。
And this is truly written by someone who knows God.
他有许多已过的路上。
Yes, in the past.
有许多属灵的经历。
She has experienced God so many times.
有许多神用爱的神迹的眷顾。
And how she experienced many miracles of love.
今天一些新神学，他说在现在没有神迹了。
And in new theology today, they claim there's no more miracle.
但是神做人手不能做的事情，这是神做的，这是神迹。
Yet miracle is God's act. When God does something that man cannot do, that is miracle.
今天在每一个神儿女的身上，
Each and every one of child of God.
我们说爱的神迹一再的 在我们里面，我们可以来经历。
We all can testify that this miracle of love from God has occurred repeatedly in our lives.
在我们的祷告得了答应。
Many times our prayers are answered.
在我们的生命，你觉得神真的做了一件何等奇妙的事，改变了我们。
And how God changes wonderfully through things in life.
我们不能饶恕的，现在我一下子我可以饶恕的。
I could not forgive someone before, but now I can.
我从前不能爱的，现在我能够爱了。
I can love someone whom I couldn't love before.
最大的神迹可能显在我们生命的改变。
And the greatest miracle is how our life has been changed.
但是也有很多在环境上主所做奇妙的事情。
But also there are other miracles through the things in our daily life.
今天仍然有很多弟兄姐妹，因为神听我们的祷告，我们看见。病得着了医治。
And we still see many miracles through prayer. For example, sickness are healed through prayer.
在我们在信心的路上。
So on this path of faith.
经过一点一点的经历。
And little by little we experience God.
我们认识神。
We get to know him more.
我们因信心安能够赞美。神的道路。
And through faith now we can have true rest.
也许是在一个最黑暗的一个时刻。
Maybe we're right now in the darkest hour.
但是因为你有许多许多的经历。
But because we have experienced him many, many times before.
慢慢我们的眼目不是看着我们的环境。
Gradually, our focus will no longer be on the difficult environment.
因信心安。
But because of faith, we can have peace.
然后我们赞美神的道路。
And we can adore him and praise him as usual.
每一次的经历都是非常非常的宝贵。
Therefore, we should cherish every spiritual experience we have.
我们在路加福音第五章看到一件事情。
And in Luke chapter 5, we saw something.
哦，那天主向众人讲道。
And Jesus was preaching to many people.
那他人多，他就坐在有两艘船，他选了他坐在彼得的那个船上。
Because there is such a huge crowd, so he picked one of the two boats parked by the seashore, and that's Peter's boat.
他离了岸，他向众人来那里传讲信息。
He got on the boat of Peter and rowed back a little bit from the shore, and he started to preach his sermon.
就讲完了，他对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
And then once he finished, he said to Peter.Move your boat to the deep and cast your net.
对于西门彼得来讲，这是一个很特别的一件事情。
And this is such an unusual request to Peter.
第一个，他是一个渔夫。
First, he's a fisherman himself.
他非常懂得打鱼的事情。
He's very knowledgeable about fishing.
那主耶稣呢？他是一个木匠。
But Jesus, he is a carpenter by profession.
那现在他，你说他是一个传道人？
Now he's a preacher.
他怎么会知道打鱼的事情呢？
How can Jesus teach Peter how to fish?
那不止这样。
Not only so.
而且他们已经整夜劳力都没有打到什么。
And right before that moment, they have labored all night and did not catch a fish.
所以主讲的可能跟他的经验是完全不一样的。
Therefore, the instruction from the Lord is so different from his experience.
所以你讲说他对主的话有没有那个信心呢？
So,Does he have faith in what the Lord said?
从理智上，我们说，我没办法理解的。
And from his intellect, I think he could not comprehend this instruction.
但是呢，他怎么讲呢？他说，虽然我们整夜劳力，没有打着什么。
But what did Simon say? He said, Master, we have worked hard all night and caught nothing.
但是依从你的话，我们就下网。
But because you say so, I will let down the nets.
虽然他的头脑、他的知识、他过去的经验完全没有办法接受。
Even though his past experiences, his intellect could not accept what Jesus just instructed him to do.
但他愿意顺服。
But he was willing to obey.
他就下网了。
So he did it accordingly.
然后呢，他们圈住了许多鱼，网险些裂开。
So they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
把两个船都装满了。
And then both boats were fully loaded.
而且差点要沉下去了。
And almost sank.
哎呀，这是一个何等大的神迹！
What a great miracle that is!
那西门彼得看见就伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And seeing this, Peter bowed before the Lord, says, "Depart from me, I am a sinner."
别人可能看见的是一个神迹。
All the crowd. Paul may just witness a miracle.
彼得是遇见了这位行神迹的主。
But Peter met the Lord who performed the miracle.
别人如果看见主能够做这么大的神迹，他们可能去拥抱的主。
And the crowd may want to embrace Jesus because he just did a wonderful miracle.
但是你遇见了这位全能的神。
But once you encounter this Almighty God,
他的反应是主啊，离开我。
And your reaction should say, Lord, depart from me.
因为我是个罪人。
Because I am a sinner.
看见我们何等的污秽，何等的不配。
See our true filthy condition, unworthy condition.
但是我们也知道说，今天主借着一次一次。主在那里训练门徒，叫他们的信心一点一点的长大。
But in the same way, you see, Jesus did things time after time, so that his disciples can be trained and their faith can grow.
所以我们要来认识到说信心的增长。
Therefore, we need to know that we need to grow our faith.
前面我们讲到要认识这位神。
Initially, we talk about we need to know God.
那下面呢，我们要走信心的道路。
Now, we need to learn to walk on the path of faith so that our faith can grow.
今天信心要增长。
In order for our faith to grow,
一面我们需要认识。
On one hand, we need to know God.
真的认识神。
Truly know who God is.
真的认识他的生命性情，他的荣耀的旨意。
Truly understand his character, his nature, and his purpose.
还有他做事的法则。
As well as the principles of his work.
我们需要与他亲近。
And we need to draw ourselves close to him to do that.
叫靠近主。
Draw ourselves near to him.
在生活的里面，我们说与主同行。
To walk with him in our daily lives.
然后你就会有许多的经历。
Then we will experience him time after time.
你回过去一看，在已过的路上。
So when we look back,
有许多爱的神迹。
We say there are so many miracles of love.
我们在面对前面的时候。
So when we face forward,
我们的眼目能够注视在主的身上。
And we can fix our eyes on the Lord.
也许我们仍然不明白。
Even if we don't understand,
环境也没有改变,
and our environment stays complex,
但是有一个信心叫我们能够来赞美。
We have a faith to praise him.
下边我们需要走信心的道路。
And after that, we need to continue this journey of faith.
在马太福音第十四章从二十二节开始。
In Matthew chapter 14, starting from verse 22,
我们看见主催门徒们上船。
And there says Jesus made the disciples get into the boat.
对，门徒们先渡到那边去。
And go on ahead of him to be on the other side.
那主呢，他独自上山去祷告。
And then he himself would just go up to the mountain by himself to pray.
他讲到说，到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
When evening came, he was there alone.
所以主在山上祷告。
So Jesus was praying in the mountain.
那门徒们呢？他们在海中，在船里。
And disciples were on the boat on the lake.
然后船怎么样？阴风不顺，波浪摇撼。
And the boat was buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it.
那在夜里的四更天，耶稣在海面上走到门徒那里去。
And at the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake.
那门徒们看见他在海面上走。
When the disciples saw him walking on the lake,
我想他们没有一个人看过有人走在海面上。
I think these fishermen never saw anyone who was able to walk on the sea.
所以他们就非常的惊慌。
And they were terrified.
他说是个鬼怪。
They said, it's a ghost.
他们害怕，他们喊叫。
They cried out in fear.
那主耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我。
Then Jesus immediately said to them, Take courage, it is I.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
是主，不要怕。
It is the Lord, don't be afraid.
我们一起读二十八节到第三十三节。
Let's read verses 28 to 33 together.
彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说：“你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？”他们上了船，风就住了。在船上的人都拜他说：“你真是神的儿子了。”
Verse 28 says, "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied.Tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me! Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why do you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God.
很多时候我们读这段圣经，我们比较着重会看到说，彼得他好像是小信的。
And many times when we read this passage, we always feel that Peter has such a little faith.
他看环境，结果他就沉下去了。
Because his focus was on the environment, so he sank.
但是其实我们要看见彼得他做了一件非常特别的事情。
Actually, we need to realize that Peter did something very unusual here.
他从来没有看见过人在水面上走。
First of all, he never saw anyone who was able to walk on water.
他开始跟别人一样的害怕。
Initially, he was as terrified as the others.
但是他说，主啊，让我从水面上走到你那里去。
But his response was like, let me come to you on the water.
就我们想说，很多人，他们宁可在岸上。
A lot of times, people probably choose to stay on the shore.
那比在船上还安全一点。
You know, to be on the shore is safer than to be in the boat.
那你在船上总比你走在水面上要安全一点。
And staying in the boat is safer than walking on the water.
其实我们不应该好像只看见他失败或者软弱的那一面。
Therefore, our focus should not be criticizing Peter for his having little faith.
他踏出了那一步。
Because Peter did step out the boat.
我记得有一次在买会所，有两位弟兄，他们有不同的反应。
I remember one time when we were buying a church facility, there are two Christian brothers who had different opinions.
是我们买会所的时候，那个需要绝对远远超过我们能力所能够够当的。
Because the financial burden to buy that facility definitely it surpasses our ability to purchase.
大家都会觉得说，这怎么可能呢？
And everybody was like, how could we, or how can we afford this place.
有一个弟兄他说你们要有信心。
And one brother says, let's have faith.
你们要有信心。
You should have faith.
神能够做人所不能做的事情。
Because God is able to do things that man cannot.
但是另外有一个弟兄。
But the other brother says,
他跑来找我。
He came to me.
他说梁弟兄怎么办？
He said, brother Liang, how are we going to do it?
他看到我们的那个表格啊，那个收到多少，现在有目前有多少奉献，他非常的紧张。
And he saw the, our weekly offering log. He was very nervous.
他说怎么办怎么办。
He said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
那你也许会觉得说，哦，那个说要有信心的，他好像信心比较大嘛。
And you might say, you know, the one says, let's have faith has a bigger faith.
那一个非常紧张害怕的，他好像没什么信心啊。
And the one that's so worried seems to have a less of faith.
但是当我们从这件事经过以后，
But once we experience this whole purchase,
那一个说你们要有信心的，
The one who asked, encouraged to have faith,
他根本就站在岸上。
He was the one that who stood on the shore.
他没有上到这个船。
He didn't bother to get into the boat.
他是站在一个非常客观的地位。
So very objectively, he was able to encourage us.
啊，他讲的当然看起来很有信心。
Yes, his statement seems to be from a man of faith.
但是你真正在船上，
But for those who are actually in the boat,
如果你看见风浪这么大，
When you witness the waves and the wind,
是的，我们里面会害怕，会紧张。
Yes, naturally, we get nervous, we got frightened.
但是我知道这个弟兄，他是真正把肩膀摆进去的。
Yeah, this brother was someone who actually carrying the financial load with them.
他是真正的一同来扛抬这个见证。
He was really in the boat to carry the testimony.
弟兄姐妹，当我们来看一下怎么样这个信心能够增长。
So when we try to learn how to grow our faith,
首先我们要面对还要克服我们所遇到的环境。
First thing we need to do is to confront and overcome the difficult environment.
在很多的时候你不要只是站在岸上。
Don't choose to stand by the roadside or on the seashore.
保持一个安全距离。
Keep a safe distance from the situation.
但是神教我们说要顺服，要跟随他的时候。
Because when God says, follow me, obey me.
很多时候我们需要在船上。
Many times we have to be in the boat.
很多时候我们需要跨越一步。
We need to make that step.
当这件事情真的环境临到我们。
So when the environment comes upon us,
不叫我们是做一个逃避的一个心态。
We are not there to avoid the challenge.
不是我们这个少一次就是更好一点。
That we don't choose to have less of a problem.
不是我们今天好像到一个地步我们就放弃了。
And we don't choose to give up.
主要我们去面对它。
Instead, the Lord wants to confront the situation.
弟兄姐妹，每一次遇到一些环境
，Therefore, brother and sister, every time we encounter a situation,
一些需要
or a need,
这是我们能够长进的机会。
And understand, this is the chance to grow.
信心长进是需要我们去面对的。
For our faith grow, we need to be able to deal with the situation.
有时候我们求主啊，你给我更大的信心。
And sometimes we ask the Lord to grant us a bigger faith.
但是你遇到的是更大的难处。
And once you have a bigger faith, next thing you have is an even bigger situation.
更大的试炼。
And a bigger trial.
但是我们的信心是需要经过试验的。
And our faith needs to be tested through trials.
神在我们身上除去好多好多的杂质。
And that's how God can purify us.
叫我们面对这些外面的环境。
So that when we deal with these situations,
我们真的就知道说每一个环境他没有叫我们白白的受苦。
He doesn't want us to suffer in vain.
每一个环境是他为我们量身定做的。
Instead, every situation is tailor-made for us.
他的意念是高过我们的意念。
His thoughts are higher than ours.
他的道路是高过我们的道路。
And his ways are higher than that of ours.
也许我们今天还不明白为什么神叫我这些事临到我们身上。
We may be in a situation we don't fully understand why it happens.
但是你真的认识神。
But if we truly know God.
所以我们第一点讲认识神那么的重要。
So that's why we said it is so important for us to know God.
然后里面有一个真实的信心。
Then you can have a true faith.
让我们今天面对不论什么环境，主能够带我们真实的来超越它。
That will enable to understand God and believe in God and walk through the situation.
一次一次的这些经历。
And all these experiences.
今天好像神在这里，他借着环境，他在这里叫我们信心能够增长。
Are the opportunities through which God is causing our faith to grow.
今天他到一天能够使用我们。
So that God can use us.
他照着我们的信心的度量，他来使用我们。
And God uses according to the capacity of our faith.
那这一个面对。
And this confronting.
很多时候我们那个信心那一步需要跨出去。
A lot of times take us to make that first step of faith.
当彼得他是有看见外面的风浪。
Peter saw the wind and waves.
他也知道说他这一辈子从来没有能够走在水面上。
And also he knew he never saw anyone who was able to walk on water.
但是当主叫他过来走过来的时候。
But when the Lord calls him out.
他把这一步踏上去。
He stepped out of the boat.
那这一个是信心的一步。
And that is a step of faith.
我们看见当以色列百姓他们要过约旦河的时候
And the same way we saw Israelites when they crossed the river of Jordan
那时候约旦河河水是漫过两岸的
At the time the river was flooding both banks
祭司抬着约柜
The priest who carried the ark
约旦河的水是非常的急
And the water was running rapidly downward
啊，当祭司他们的脚踏到约旦河里面
The moment when priests set their feet into the water
约旦河的水就远远地停在亚当城
The water stopped in the distance at the city of Adam
弟兄姐妹这一个信心的一步
And this step of faith
很多时候是我们必须做的决定
It's a decision we have to make all the time
今天我们只是抱怨呢
So are we choosing to complain?
也不能改变环境
Complain does not change our situation.
很多时候你是逃避呢
Or try to avoid the situation.
好像有的时候环境你也没有办法真正的逃避
And a lot of times you can't really avoid a circumstances.
但是其实有一个最好的
And the best thing to do
我们真的去面对它
Is to face it.
我们不是去抱怨
Instead of complaining.
我们不是在那里逃躲
And instead of avoiding it.
我们祷告主
But we should pray.
他与我们一同经过这样的环境。
And knowing the Lord is going to go through this with us.
弟兄姐妹，我们的信心能够增长。
Dear brothers and sisters, our faith needs to grow.
那第二个讲到顺服。
And secondly, we need to obey.
还有交托。
And trust Him.
那这个是在我们一生的路上一直需要来经历的。
And this is the attitude we need to experience all the days of our life on this journey.
信心的道路真的好像走在水面上一样。
Walking on the way of faith, sometimes it's like walking on water.
彼得他走在水面上，我们说哇，他后来软弱了，是不是？
And Peter was walking on the water and he was weakened, wasn't he?
他一看见四围的风浪，
he saw the waves and wind around him.
他就沉下去了。
He sank.
他有一个最简单的祷告。
And he had the shortest prayer.
主啊，救我。
Lord, save me.
是的，我们在人生的路上，在信心的路上。
And many times on the faith, the journey of faith.
很多时候我们也会软弱，也会失败的。
We fail, we are weak.
但是我们也向主那么直接的 呼喊。
But we should have a straightforward prayer just like that.
主啊，救我。
Lord, save me.
主就伸手，他就拯救我们。
And immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and saved us.
但是我们也知道说，这个信心的路真的就好像走在水面上一样。
And many times, walking on the way of faith, it's like walking on the water.
因为我们完全不能依靠自己。
Because on this way, we can never rely on ourselves.
你力气再大，你也没有办法走在水面上。
No matter how strong you are, you cannot be walking on the water.
我们的眼目就注视在主的身上。
Instead, our eyes should be fixed on the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，当你时刻的倚靠主。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we rely on Him every moment.
在每一个时刻里面，我们需要放下我们自己。
We need to let go ourselves every moment.
我们的挣扎。
All our struggles.
我们的努力。
All our efforts.
我们的害怕。
All our fear.
啊，这一切并不能帮助我们真正的走在这条路上。
None of these things can help us on this way.
我们需要放下来。
Therefore, let it go.
然后我们顺服主。
And choose to obey the Lord.
其实顺服在于我们里面一个绝对的心智。
And we can obey because we have this absolute will.
主啊，照着你的旨意行。
Saying, Lord, do it according to your will.
不是照着我的意思。
Not my will.
我今天单单的来倚靠你。
I'm going to trust you solely.
我把结果交在你的手里面。
And I leave the results to you.
你是主，你负我们完全的责任。
And I confess that you are my Lord and you take full responsibility.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们祷告不是在那里吩咐神说我需要这个，我要你做这个。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we pray, we're not giving command to the Lord, ordering Him to do this and do that for us.
是的，信心的求告。
And a prayer or request out of faith.
一面来讲，当神说话。
On one hand, when God speaks,
我们摸着了他的心意。
And when we sense or feel what He wants to do,
我们知道他言出必行。
And we know His words are as good as He is.
所以你得着了把握，得着了话，我们起来赞美。
And then we receive this assurance through faith, we rise up and praise Him for that.
但是很多的时候，
And on the other hand, many other times,
它是一个过程。
It is a process.
在这个过程当中，你还没看到那个结果。
While we're in the process, we cannot see the end result.
很多时候你不知道到底神要怎么做。
Therefore, we have no clear idea what God is going to do.
到底他会医治我吗？
Whether He's going to heal me.
到底我的工作神怎么预备？
And whether He's going to prepare a job for me.
到底很多很多的事情，我们说我还不知道结果。
There are so many unknowns ahead of us.
但是因信心安，赞美主的道路。
But because of faith, we can have peace and we can praise Him for that.
我们在每一步路上，我们顺服主。
Therefore, every step of the way, we choose to obey Him.
我们把结果交在主的手里面。
And then leave the result in His hand.
他负我们的责任。
Knowing that He is responsible for us.
第三个，我们认识到说，不是我们每一个个人，我们走信心的道路。
Thirdly, we need to understand that we don't walk on this journey of faith alone.
今天神叫我们和同伴一同走这条信心的道路。
God wants us to go together on this journey.
我们可以一同聚集，我们一同敬拜。
We assemble together, we worship God together.
我们一同领受神的话。
We receive the words together.
我们一同在那里宣告我们的信仰。
And we proclaim our corporate faith together.
弟兄姐妹，让我们对神有一个更深的认识。
So that we can have a deeper understanding of our God.
然后我们一起在这条路上，我们的信心能够增长。
Together, our faith grows.
今天有一个肢体他软弱了
And one member of the body may be weak today
那就要给他特别的加上体面
And we need to enhance it
那弟兄姐妹彼此代求我们彼此扶持
And brothers and sisters pray for one another and support one another
直到神的旨意能够成就不但在我们个人身上能够成就在他教会的里面
And until the purpose of God can be fulfilled not only individually on usBut also together on the body of Christ.
保罗称赞帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Paul praised the church of Thessalonica.
他们的信心格外增长。
Because their faith were growing more and more.
我们求主也这样子来祝福我们。
And we ask the Lord to bless us the same way too.
叫我们的信心能够增长。
So our faith can grow together.
信而顺从。
Trust.And obey.
因为除此以外不能得神的喜悦。
For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
唯有信而顺从。
But to trust and obey.
心而顺从 出自你我。